Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 31st of January, 2022, like it or not. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
I am glad you're here. Also with me, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what up?
Little of this, little of that. It's still kind of early here, so I haven't looked that closely to find out what is in fact up. But we do have a couple of things to talk about with folks today. And the first is there was an interesting report from Mark Gurman over the weekend. And you both have read it and had gone through it. And Jeff, I think you had some opinions about his stance on Apple and Peloton and their relationship and how it should change.
Yeah, as in, I don't think it should change at all.
Okay, that's that. So, but what was the idea? I think that the Mark Gurman was putting across was that like Apple should buy Peloton, right?
Well, he was giving his opinion on Blackwell Securities, I think is the name of the firm. It's an investment firm that's like a 5% owner of Peloton.
Okay.
And last week, they floated the idea that Peloton should explore selling itself to Apple, Disney, or someone else. They also said they need to fire their CEO and pick a new one because
wow.
Peloton.
Those are strong words.
Well, Peloton's numbers have been cratering.
Yeah.
They failed to meet their guidance for the previous quarter.
Okay.
They've been very vocal about the fact that their sales are slipping. Uh-huh. They've got a huge backlog of hardware. Basically in 2020, they couldn't meet the demand. Mm-hmm. So in 2021, they started just producing
ratcheting
bikes and
like
treadmills.
Crazy, right?
Like crazy. And now they've got warehouses full of this stuff and nobody's buying.
Well, everybody that was going to get one was going to get one sort of at the time. And now
at the start of the pandemic and not in the middle of it.
Right. And so
when the gyms.
Here we are. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when the gyms closed, people wanted equipment to work out with. Mm-hmm. Now that the gyms are open again, there's still people that want equipment because they don't want to risk going into the gym, mm-hmm. but a lot less people than in 2020.
And
yeah,
like, go ahead, Charlotte.
I think there's a couple of different dynamics. So Jeff's quite right that obviously at first gyms were closed. Now there's people who still don't want feel happy going into a gym. But people still want to do exercise and want to work out at home. And mm-hmm. that's all true. The other thing, of course, is there was a point for lots of people, the type of people that Peloton often attracts as customers, mm-hmm. who at the kind of point of the pandemic where we realized it wasn't going to be 12 weeks, and we weren't going anywhere for a long time, but people realized their jobs, you know, as I say, the type of people that buy a Peloton had probably realized that they were working from home for a while, but their job was okay. Mm-hmm. And they possibly had some spare cash that they would have spent on the gym membership and the restaurants and whatever else people used to do back in February 2020. Yeah. They had saved a bit of that cash and could afford a Peloton and had an excuse to buy one. Mm-hmm. And obviously, a lot of those dynamics have now changed. And the type of people that were going to buy a Peloton at that point have bought them.
Yes.
And it's not like a phone or something where you upgrade it regularly.
Yes.
And so,
was the part I kind of wanted to ask you about, actually, if I can jump in there, what we're getting a lot of, you know, what we saw a lot of, you know, when people talk about this kind of stuff, there's a lot of, the upgrade cycle, cycle on people's treadmills is a very different proposition than it is for a phone or a watch.
Right.
So there's a whole lot that kind of goes into, you know, if you're going to buy one of those, you don't buy one every year or two or three or even four, you know, depending.
Yeah. It might be every 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, there's the upgrade cycle on that is more on the TV, you know, the television end of the scale than it is the phone or the watch end of the scale, you know, where you can essentially sign up for a rental program and, you know, call it good.
But
so,
you know, right. So just to, I'll put my cards on the table. I actually don't necessarily agree with Jeff, and indeed, I think Mark was more that it won't happen more than him giving a definitive answer that it shouldn't. I actually kind of can see how Apple buying Peloton could work. I think it would possibly flag up a load of, as any Apple deal seems to now, flag up a load of kind of antitrust issues. But on the surface, I can actually see, let's think about what Apple is about.
Mm-hmm.
Apple is really, really into fitness. And if we have time, I'll dig into with you the kind of stuff it's going to do for Heart Month. It's put a, you know, it's doing a whole load of stuff around fitness and health for February, which is Heart Month. Obviously, it now has Fitness Plus, which is meant to be a kind of challenger to Peloton.
Yes.
It has a fitness service. And what does Apple really want? It wants people to have subscribers.
Yes.
To pay for its subscriptions.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily need to build a bike itself. If you have bought Peloton, Peloton know how to make the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apple has Apple Watches, which people upgrade regularly. It has phones. It has a fitness system already.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, how do you merge or learn the class type stuff? Because Peloton obviously has classes and trainers and things. Fitness Plus took that model.
Yeah. And there's some options there, I think, you know, depending. Like, I've certainly seen a few different varieties of that. We're definitely going to talk about this a little bit more because I have a couple of questions to ask both Charlotte and Jeff. But right now, what I'd like to do is take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. Now, I have a question for you. How many unread emails do you have in your inbox right now? So you may be procrastinating on your inbox right now by listening to us, or you might be procrastinating on something else. It happens to everybody. If you're having trouble getting things done, or if you're just having trouble even getting things started, then Thesis can help. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas based on the science of nootropics, which are natural, powerful ingredients. So you take their 3-minute online quiz, and then Thesis will recommend nootropic formulas just for you. I've tried them, and it's been super helpful with juggling all the things, because there's work, and there's home, and there's the other, and the other, and the other, and it helps a lot. Over 60,000 people have used Thesis for better results, and you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Go to takethesis.com/TDO to take the quiz and discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on that starter kit. That's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know I sent you. And we'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. So, Charlotte, one of the things that you mentioned here is the part that actually sort of makes me think, if nothing else, Apple and Peloton should at least be friendly. And that's the services angle of this, you know, because like the thing that I hear a lot from people who are talking about Peloton is it's not, you know, you buy the bike and you're done. Or the mirror or the treadmill or whatever it is that they have, because like you buy it and that's only half of it, because the rest of it is that then you have to sign up for the service that they offer, which is the classes and all of that. Now there are other places that are offering sort of Fitness Plus like services, like on-demand classes that you can do. You know, you can watch them on TV, you can watch them on your phone or your iPad or whatever, and you can sign up, and there are gym memberships that come with those. As a matter of course. So I'm sort of interested in your take on that, because I don't know that I think they should necessarily buy Peloton, but I definitely think they should be friendlier, at least, because I know initially there was some, like, you couldn't get your Peloton workouts into the health app or something like that. There was some sort of snafu, and I'm not sure what that relationship is like now, because I don't have one. So,
whereas I've noticed with Run Club, it does automatically go into the, you know, the general health app, which is from Nike. I think First of all, yeah, I'm not sure it's in anyone's interest, each other's interest to play nicer with each other. Particularly, I think Peloton want you to have all be in the Peloton ecosystem.
Certainly.
Want you to be in the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah.
I'm not even necessarily going to come here and be like the kind of investors Jeff was describing at the top of the show and be like, Apple, you know, Peloton should sell itself to Apple kind of thing.
Yeah. But
I think it's not the kind of idea that should be dismissed as perhaps readily as some have wanted to. I think there is this, you know, Apple cares about health and fitness. It has health and fitness products that are very fundamental to it. It cares about subscriptions, as I say. I think there is a lot of ways this such a deal could work if everyone involved wanted to make it work.
Agreed. I think so. And the thing with friendlier only is a thing that occurs to me because I know there was a point where Fitbit wasn't compatible. Like, you couldn't really get your Fitbit data out of your Fitbit app or out of your Fitbit itself into anything else. Like, your steps weren't counted in the health section of iOS or anything like that. And I think for a long time, like, popularity of Fitbit plunged a lot as a kind of as a result of that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, I know you had some thoughts on this, and they were surprisingly not exactly the same as Charlotte's.
Yeah, well, you know, I looking at it from a number standpoint, I don't think it makes sense for Apple to acquire Peloton. You know, getting cozier with Peloton and incorporating Peloton's workouts into Fitness Plus, absolutely. But remember, Peloton has its own subscription service.
Right.
For people that don't own Peloton hardware. So, you know, that may not be in the cards, but maybe it should be.
Yeah.
My biggest thoughts here, you know, as far as Apple buying Peloton, is the fact that the market value for Peloton is still sitting at above $8 billion. And last quarter, they only generated sales of $1.14 billion. So Apple has not spent that much money ever on buying something. The most they spent was three billion. Right. Yeah. The most they spent was $3 billion on Beats. So does it really make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, one thing I kind of wanted to point out was you mentioned, Peloton having a service for people who don't have Peloton hardware. And I don't know how many people actually know that. So if we're breaking some news to you, that might be bad news for Peloton as well, that nobody knows that, you know, you could still be giving Peloton money if you wanted to. And I think there's a certain amount of that also kind of needs to be part of the conversation. Like, I don't know that I've seen a lot of that. Obviously, they would rather that you buy the hardware to go with it. But, you know, if you, like, not everybody's going to do that. So, you know, if you can get a little bit of money, this is what I call the Nintendo problem, because I've had this problem with Nintendo forever, because they didn't used to really make anything for iOS, for a device that I actually owned. And their whole point was, you know, if you really want to play that, you need to go buy a Nintendo DS. I'm like, you could get some money from me and you're choosing to get no money from me because I'm never going to do that. So I feel like this is a little bit the same kind of thing, you know, except that they're like, yeah, we do have that option, you know, and I'm not sure how many people actually know about that. So
it may be a limited number. And, you know, if you listen to Peloton a couple months ago, they'll say it's because of the new privacy features that prevent app tracking. That was something that they came out a few months ago and said that because of iOS's new do not track feature for ads, that they were serving less ads to potential customers.
Yeah. And I don't see them being very happy about that until it changes. And I don't see it changing. So
it's not going to change. No.
Spoiler alert. I don't think anyone's going to, I don't think we're going to break any news on that front. So, I think it's an interesting idea. Part of why we ended up talking about it today was there was a point when Gym Kit, I think it was called, was something that Apple rolled out so that like you could go to the gym and you could tap your phone to the treadmill or the bike or the whatever machine. And
I remember that.
And it looked super cool. And I admit that was, you know, before the pandemic. But I haven't really seen anything about it since. And I went looking not long ago for are there devices, like could I go buy a treadmill that has this feature in it so that I could use it, and couldn't really find anybody that it looked like was actually shipping one. There may be one out there. I don't know. If you do, observations at macobserver.com, please let me know, because I was curious about it. I have an elliptical trainer right now that I'm might be interested in replacing, depending on, you know, what kind of stuff is out there as an upgrade for my really old elliptical trainer. So
did you come across any gyms that support it, like Planet Fitness? Are they offering any support for that?
I don't know, and I didn't look because I'm not really interested in joining a gym. I'd rather do it at my house. So I haven't. Gotcha. I didn't go find out if it's a thing that exists in gyms or if it was just something that maybe I was trying to get at home. So it's possible that it's out there. Like I said, observations at macobserver.com. Please let me know if it is something that's out there, and if you've actually used it, doubly so. I would definitely like to find out. So, Charlotte, I want to thank you so much for being with me today. I'm really glad you both were here, but I'm glad you were here to bring this to our attention and talk a little bit about the Peloton stuff.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's an interesting one. As I say, I don't think we'll be on the show anytime soon discussing that Apple has bought Peloton, but I'd be up for it.
Yeah, we'll see. And you know, as this relationship evolves, obviously we will talk about it. And one of the other people that is probably going to talk about it with us is Jeff Butts. Jeff, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I am your host, Kelly Gamont. As you know, you can always get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Thanks so much for being here. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.